Marto and Margot, Triple M Breakfast.
You remember that woman who stole, we talked about it about 2 months ago, the woman at the super cheap at Narang who had the pram and
she
put the
stole the rotors.
Two rotors. And the
put them in her pram and said, leave my baby alone.
And the security guy.
Don't touch my baby.
Security guy spotted her and got her outside the shop. He then got sacked by super cheap because you're not allowed to ask people if they're stealing stuff.
And
which
Repco offered him a job and said, you can come and work for us
got
instead.
Got to get somewhere else. His name
Justice.
It was Burjo, wasn't it?
We'll need some.
No, it wasn't.
Sorry, I'm confused.
Listen, she had her day in court, as Lofty told us last night on the Channel 9 News.
An accused shoplifter has appeared in court without the pram that made her a viral sensation.
Without the pram.
Yes.
Or the rotors? Did she have to give the rotors?
There was never any proof that there was a child involved.
No.
It was just a pram
just
and
a
some
pram.
Rotors.
Why is Lofty surprised? Was the pram subpoenaed? Did it need to appear?
I think the police dusted it for prints. I saw the footage again. I didn't realise the rotors actually fell out of the pram, and that's what she would have taken off. So she had a day in court, and I thought, this will be interesting. I'd like to see what she's got to say for herself. Came out of the courtroom, turned right straight away. Courtroom's just down below where we are here at
Brisbane Caxton Magistrates
Street.
Court. Mm. Okay.
Came out with the durry and the lighter in her right hand. I thought, she's just heading to the doser. So what happens? It's a new normal procedure if you're part of the media. The doser's over there. You wait for them to politely have their first durry. And then you start asking them some questions.
Approach them.
And you think you should be calm by that stage. She's had the dough. She's calmed down.
Take a deep breath.
Okay. Now, I've been watching the news 20 years while I've been doing this job and just thinking, no, there might be something there. I've never heard the F word once on the Channel 9 news. Not once, but twice.
Well, normally they beep it out, don't they?
Yeah, somebody was looking for a new job at Channel 9 this morning. And you just said to me about 10 seconds before we went to air after the news, she said, have you definitely beeped it out, Marto? And I go, I'm not sure. So we could go off air here.
We
for
do
a second.
Have a thing called the dump button. Yeah, whereas if someone swears or says something inappropriate, we can dump it, and there's a delay.
You can fix it. Let's roll the dice.
At 6:20 last night on the news, this is her after being caught with the rotors, after going to court, after having a durry. They ask her, "How did you go?"
Just f***ing parasites, honestly. F*** off, mate.
Was there a baby in there? What was in there? Are you going to fight the charges?
That was
you
her.
Are effing parasites.
Yes,
F off. But the news left it both in.
I thought this is more like it.
Yeah,
real
this is
news.
The kind of news I want to watch.
All right, but listen, for everyone who's worried about the language, can we just play it again? Just the first 5 or 6 seconds.
Just f***ing parasites, honestly.
Just pull it down there. I think we're all pretty clear. You can't say use. You've got to say, when you're addressing a group of people, you all, you can't just go around. We've got to get this out of society.
All you effing parasites.
Yes.
I enjoy that Marto's going to go home to a typewriter and write a formal complaint about use, not the F word.
You're not allowed to say use.
Triple M. Marto and Margot.
Marto and Margot. Triple M Breakfast.
Big weekend for a couple of friends of ours. They went away. They went over to Stratty for the weekend. It was their sort of first weekend away together as husband and wife. This year, essentially, they were over there not only celebrating her birthday, his Father's Day, and then their wedding anniversary. Jeez. So they thought, what a weekend. We may as well take the weekend to spend some time together. You know, when your kids are just wearing you down and you just need to reset, you know, and come together
have
and connect.
Have an old weekend. How old are the kids?
13, 16, 19.
Plenty going on there.
Big kids, big problems, you know, driving, uni, finishing school, going doing a trade.
Sex,
you know,
addiction.
All that sort of stuff.
That's
so anyway, so they thought we'd take a weekend away. Thought they'd, you know, get a bit romantic, do some beach driving, go out for lunches, you know, have some adult special cuddles.
Oh, you're touching all the right buttons there.
They turn up on the Friday. Lo and behold, who their next door neighbour is staying in the apartment is their actual next door neighbour.
From Brisbane.
Can't escape.
Except he wasn't away on a romantic weekend away. He was away on a Bucks weekend. It was his Bucks party. And so
that's classic.
Of course, obligingly, ended up having drinks with the Bucks party for the rest of the afternoon. A few boys that had rolled out there a bit hungover from the night before, they got there on the Thursday.
Friends
have turned up on the Friday. They're all a bit hungover,
first
but ready to
fever.
Get back on it. So boys have rolled in. One's rolled in another one. Oh, hey, what are you doing here? Had a few drinks. By the end of the night, my girlfriend's like, I am literally the only female here on a Bucks party sitting around having a drink with all of these blokes.
I think we know what that's called.
Well,
stripper.
The stripper.
Yeah.
And that's what she got questioned. So a couple of the boys are like, we're trying to figure out, because they didn't know who she was.
Oh, yeah.
We're trying to figure out what
when you're going to drop the
what your role here is, because you've got your clothes on. And she said, well, they're not coming off because I'm not a stripper. I am just here on a holiday for my wedding anniversary. And somehow we've been embroiled. And I said, well, was it any fun? What did they get up to? And she said, nothing. It was the most boring bucks party ever.
Because she was there.
It's because the stripper had clothes on. That's why.
Triple M Breakfast with Marto and Margo.
Margo, what was that Portaloo story you said was flogged the other day off a building site?
Oh, during the week, there's been an article in the paper about a Portaloo that had been stolen from a job site, Marto, and that they were looking for anyone who knew the whereabouts of said Portaloo. It was full.
It was full. Anyone who would do that, you deserve everything you get.
We've been to some work sites for workplace rock-ups previously, and I've had to use the Portaloo before.
It's not pretty.
And nearly vomited in my own mouth.
It's not pretty. And especially in the middle of summer, it's not pretty.
Well, I think that who dunny it?
I once owned a Portaloo.
They were looking for.
Nice. I once did a job for someone for Viking Rentals, and they said, what do you want? And I said, give us a Portaloo, and then we were all square. So I got a Portaloo, and it sat in the back of that backyard for a while, and the kids would use it occasionally if they were playing footy and needed to go to the toilet. That was funny. Then we took it on a camping trip. It got filled up. And then I had to bring it home in the back of the ute because everyone in the campground used it. It was horrible loading that up.
And it's got to stay upright, I assume. If you tilt it sideways,
it's bad
news.
And as we were pushing it up into the tray of the ute, there was spillage. So I put it out the front. I put it out the front of our place at Newmarket, hoping someone might steal it. Didn't happen. I then got Viking to empty it. So then I had an empty one. And then I taped it up so no one would go to it while it was empty. And a mate of mine came along, and he was a builder as well. He said, what are you doing with that Portaloo? I said, well, it's driving Kath insane. I've got to get rid of it. I've got to sell it or something. He said, I'll take it. Bottle of Bundy rum, a 1 litre bottle of Bundy rum.
Deal.
He bought the Portaloo off me. And that, I just want to go.
How much did you pay or in what alcohol percentage?
How much did you pay for your Portaloo? No. Just other methods of payment, which is quite incredible. Well, let's just chalk the currency because people say, the Aussie dollar's worth 71 US cents.
Corey and I bought a caravan for a slab of bourbon.
That's a good deal.
Yeah.
What, Jim Beam or Jack Daniels?
Jack Daniels, I think, the Black Rats.
What was wrong with the caravan that you got
it
that cheap?
The guy went, it had been stored at his brother's house and the brother was using it literally as storage. It was just full of crap.
Steel.
But Corey's like, I just care about the outside. It's straight. Yeah. It was like a Viscount. It was old school, a Franklin.
Still got it?
We sold it.
How much you sell
it
for?
We got our Jayco. We got it for nothing. Corey spent about $2 to $3 on it, just redoing the inside. Sold it for $11.
Well done, mate. Sean in Forest Lake wants to talk to you, Margo.
Morning. Hey, Sean.
Good morning. How are you?
Yeah, good. What did you accept as currency?
Well, back in 2015, before I changed careers, I was a tattooist.
Yeah.
And I tattooed for a VS Statesman.
Hold on. You got a car for a tat?
A VS.
I got a car for a tat.
Yep. Who's done better out of that? Because tattoos can be very expensive, Margo, is what I'm thinking.
A couple of grand.
Who's
won? What's a VS Stato worth?
Was it run down, the car?
It needed a gearbox service, but other than that, it wasn't too bad.
Well, listen, did he approach you? Like, did he say, listen, I want to get this tat, show you the picture, and you said it's this much, and then he said, what about a car? How did the whole thing go down?
Yeah, that was pretty much it.
What do you reckon?
I kind of knew he had the car.
How many hours did it take you to do the tat?
4.5.
So what's that worth, Sean, a 4.5-hour tattoo?
Back at that time, it was $120 an hour, so...
That's $600 or so. Yeah. Righto.
Okay, so what was the car worth? Surely more than $600. You've won there, haven't you?
Definitely. Yeah. Good out of that one.
Yeah, good, mate.
I got 2.5 for it when I sold it.
My God, that's a good win.
Right,
I think we've all learned a message here.
Yep.
All learned a lesson.
Bartering
cash is not king.
Correct. Learn how to tattoo. Marto and Margo on Triple M Breakfast. So there I was, minding me bone business last night.
Just sitting home, watching TV.
And the news was on and you know how I love an eyewitness, okay? You know in America, the eyewitnesses, they are so pumped up. They are amped completely.
They see a camera and they make a
big one. They went over here and...
And I like low-key at times, thus our celebrations of yay. And usually Australian eyewitnesses to accidents and stuff, they're the plane hit that, and they're too quietly spoken.
Mm.
Last night there was a crash. A car crashed into a house at Hemet. The guy was obviously going too fast, clipped a parked car. And I always go, how can a car run into a house? How does this occur? And it's usually speed, et cetera.
Was everybody okay?
It ran right into the bedroom where they were sleeping. So it was closed and the engine was still running.
Oh,
and it was desperate. Everyone
crazy.
Okay, though, apart from the house.
That's good.
And then they go to the neighbour, because that's what news teams do. They go, who wonder if anyone saw that? Have a listen to this guy. He's one of the great eyewitnesses. He even throws in his own sounds.
He must have lost it here. I heard him floor it, like the spin out here, and then him hitting the vehicle. Man. Short pause, floored it again into the house, and then an explosion, a ridiculous bang. It could have been a bomb.
It could have been a bomb.
I love the adjective around the explosion.
How about the handbrake?
He must have lost it here. I heard him floor it.
Hold on, I've separated that. Do it again. It's good when you bring in your own noises to the
I was hoping he'd do the explosion at the end. He didn't back himself
I thought
in.
He was going to use arm farts. Harley Breen, his humour ain't clean. With his handlebar moustache, he looks mean. It's Harley Breen.
Yes, we're up and about.
Hello,
how are you all? You've come to the dental show if you want advice here from...
Well, man, I just went to the dentist to give you guys content. That was the only reason. Otherwise, I wouldn't have gone.
Our blokes don't go to the dentist. They just generally pull their own teeth out, Harley, or let them rot and decay in the backs of their mouths.
Well, for the cost of it, I wish I had, right? So I've had a toothache for, I don't know, 4 or 5 years, and I was doing fine. So, but then it got to the point where it was getting in the way of my nine eyes, and I couldn't sleep anymore, and I was waking up at 2 o'clock in the morning to have a shot of whiskey to deal with the pain.
There's nothing worse than that pain.
And he said, and I said, I need to hold on to the tooth. And he said, by the looks of it, mate, that tooth is done. We're going to have to pull it. And so then he puts the needle in, right, to numb it. And then, you know, wait a while and starts tapping around. As he's tapping around, he said to me, have you always been a comedian? And I went, yeah, mate, I was born with a microphone in my hand. What do you reckon? Yeah. Not a great person to be making a joke to.
No.
And so then he goes, can you feel it? And I said, yeah, I can still feel it, not knowing that that meant another needle. Now, they charge by the needle.
Oh, do they?
Yeah, so in the end, he put three of these things in my face.
Jesus.
The whole of my face had dropped, like I just had a stroke, but I could still feel it. I was like, just put your foot on my chest and get this thing out.
Mm. Oh, you were pulling it out? You weren't trying to rebuild it?
No, he was going to have to pull it out. He's going to have to put a bolt on back in, but this is the pull-out stage.
I love how they hide the needle too, you know, like they go down around and under so you can't see it.
He told me to close my eyes.
Yeah.
I'm like, I'm not five.
I know what's happening here. Yeah.
But I actually saw the needle once, and then I went, holy crap, it's big.
Giant,
it's like this long.
Is
I'm like, oh God, I wish I'd never seen
Harley,
that.
They could almost do it from outside the room like a pool cue.
It's so long.
Mate, it looks like a gap filler gun. Like that's what it looks like. It is ginormous. And then he's getting in there with these dental chisels is really what it is, trying to move the tooth around. And then he says to the dental technician, prep for surgery. Now that's
what
you don't want to hear that because that sounds like money, right?
Yeah.
So then they start prepping, and then I see this out of the corner of my eye. He just brings in these pliers. I'm like, well, my brothers have got those. Like, is that what you're doing? And he said, you might hear a cracking. Don't worry.
Yeah.
I hear a cracking. I worry. Right? So the thing just snaps off. Then I hear a pop. Then the dental technician says to me, as I hear this pop, she goes, oh, you're so lucky. And I went, oh, am I? Do you want to sit in the chair and have a go?
Yeah, let's swap.
Now, this is where it really got ridiculous,
what,
right?
Why were you so lucky? Yeah, because often they'll say whoops, and that's when you're really nervous.
Did it come out in one go?
The reason I was lucky is because it came out. Yeah. And that wasn't for my own personal health at all. That was about my back pocket. Yeah. That's why I was lucky, because they didn't need to fully prep for surgery.
Oh.
So then it's out there, right? And I'm like, oh, my God. And it's a lot going on. You know, there's now one less tooth in my mouth. And he goes, now I need to talk you through how to take care of it. And I went, I think we're well past that stage, mate, as I look down at the rotting corpse that was my tooth. Triple M Breakfast
with Marto and Margo. Friday, of course, often means...
Fact. Giraffes cannot swim.
That's it.
Fact.
Oh, every Heinz baked bean passes through a laser beam to check that it's the perfectly correct colour. Every single one of them.
Oh, that's interesting.
Here's one I was kicking around the office the other day.
Not that interesting.
Did you know the Melbourne Demons, a footy club that just spanked the Lions the other week,
yeah,
they are the oldest professional football club on earth, including soccer clubs.
1856, wow. Something around there.
1858, yes. Yeah. But including every other club, rugby league, rugby union, soccer.
Do you know the history of AFL? Do you know how the MCG started? Yeah, they're at the MCG. Yeah.
Is this going to be a fact?
Yes, it is an absolute fact. There's a book about it. But the reason the Demon started was because the Melbourne Cricket Club,
correct,
the players playing out where the MCG is presently, they wanted to stay fit in the winter between cricket seasons, and they started playing this bloody AFL.
They're getting bored.
The term karaoke,
yes,
means empty orchestra.
In what language is karaoke? Am I allowed to ask
that? I'm not allowed to ask questions. What about Princess Kate, married to Prince William, Middleton, and Ellen DeGeneres, the talk show host, are related? 15th cousins.
Oh, that's, we're all 15th cousins, aren't we? Hang on, that ransom thing, I've just got my mind ticking now. Could you, obviously the cost of your children is not tax deductible. You pay that off your own back. Can you pretend that you're holding them hostage and deduct?
Pay yourself.
Pay your wife, pay your husband, and then deduct it.
Fact. I think they'd get onto that pretty quickly.
Oh, would they? They're busy over there.
It's tough because there's no builders to get a dungeon built these days. It's so hard to get somebody to pop around and put a dungeon in.
Marto, if you're ever feeling like you're lacking in creativity, taking a shower is one of the best ways to spark it.
Spark creativity. Is that what they call it? So those 14-year-old boys who spend 27 minutes in the shower,
are they creative?
They are so creative.
What are they creating? Cardboard towels.
Leah from Green Bank. Good morning, 133353.
Good morning, guys. Happy Friday.
Yeah, happy Friday, Leah.
Hang on, Donna wants to pop in.
How you going, sweetie? Happy Friday. Happy Friday.
Leah, have you got a fact for us?
I do. Your neck circumference is the same as your waist. So if you can't be shagged taking your pants off when you're trying on clothes, you can just put the waistband around your neck and they will fit.
I actually do that in shops, Leah, and I did it yesterday. I put a pair of pants around my neck and went, they'll fit. Took them home, worked a treat.
Oh, what? Is that for girls? I'm disputing. Is that only for girls, Leah?
No, I do it with my son, my daughter, my husband, everyone.
Your neck is the same circumference as your weight.
Either end of it, put it around your neck. If it touches and meets, then they'll fit.
Jeez, I've seen some Americans on mobility scooters at Disneyland with big heads.
Big necks.
Thank you, Leah. Have a great day.
Thanks, Leah.
Mike. How you going, sweetie? Happy Friday.
Thank you, Donna. Stop interrupting me. Mike from Rochdale South.
How you going?
How you going? Hey, good, mate.
Yeah, pretty good.
What do you got?
Giraffes can't swim.
I just told you that, Mike.
Where'd you learn that, Mike?
Oh, I've known that for a long time.
No.
Did you just say that?
Did you hear me say that, Mike?
No, I didn't.
Oh, turn your listening ears on, Mike. That's okay.
I was on the phone trying to ring up.
Twinning.
Oh, now, listen, Mike, Margo got that off a tampon, some questions that come in. Where did you get it from?
Oh, I learnt that at school.
Wow.
Giraffes can't swim. Do you know why they can't swim?
All the animals in, they're too top heavy, I'm guessing.
Oh, Mike went to Libra Fleur High.
That's me.
Marto and Margo, Triple M Breakfast.
Did you hear Dan and I yesterday talking about New Zealand? And all of a sudden we went, why is it New Zealand? Where's the old Zealand?
I hope
for your sake, Margo, you didn't overhear that. We talk a lot of rubbish.
Oh, you might have been out.
I remember you saying something about Lamingtons. Was that from Australia? Or did we adopt that from New Zealand? What else did we steal from them?
That's where it came
from. Crowded house.
That's where it came from. If anyone wants to help, 133353, but I'll be finished this.
What else did we steal from them? Was it
Russell Crowe?
Mel Gibson?
No, he's American. You're thinking Russell Crowe is the one. When he's naughty.
Sonny Bill Williams.
Nicole Kidman.
Let's have them all back. Anyway, the thing is, I did my little bit of homework. If you're a Kiwi and you reckon you know the story better than me, go right ahead.
So New Zealand, the question is there an old Zealand?
And there is an old Zealand.
Well,
there's just a Zealand. You know, Holland or the Netherlands. Down the south, southwest, if you could picture the Netherlands up the top there, down the southwest, it's the warmer part. It has all the beaches and stuff. Its name is Zealand. Z-E-E-L-A-N-D. Because I went to Z-E-A-L-A-N-D. It's the island that Copenhagen in Denmark's from, and it took me down that rabbit hole. But then I came back. Who discovered Australia? Well, in many people's minds.
Captain Cook?
No, he came in 1770.
Thomas Burke.
In 1640, a bloke called Abel Tasman, he went for a bit of a sail out of Amsterdam, and he loved the area around Zealand.
Was Tasmania named after him?
Yes, it was. And the Tasman Sea. Have
Tasman
you heard of that
sea,
one?
Yes.
All right, so he named Australia New Holland. When he came across Australia, he said, Jesus, what's this
I
joint?
I do remember
This
that.
Is enormous.
Just bumped into it.
Yeah.
Hang on.
And he went, wait, this isn't on any map, so I hereby name this New Holland because it's for the for their king and stuff. Look, what I've got, this is all ours. And then he kept going, and he thought he'd hit Argentina, an island off Argentina. And he said, whoa, look at this place. It's just like that Zealand at home. So they call it New Zealand.
Hang on, he thought he was in Argentina. He was in New Zealand.
Yeah.
Was he like that?
Jeez, he wasn't sailing for very long.
No, Jesus, we're going to get done for speeding,
boys.
Well,
there were no maps.
Anyone see a cop back then?
Okay, there was no GPS or anything.
Australia changed its name from New Holland to Australia when? When were we New Holland up until?
After James Cook.
What were we called before then? What did the Indigenous people call Australia?
They'd have had all different names.
Because
Brisbane was Meanjin.
No, and Turrbals were here and the Meanjins and Gadigal was Sydney.
There would be names for Australia that we will never, ever know. They're just forgotten to history. Yeah.
So who changed it from New Holland to Australia?
I don't know.
Mr. Australia.
Yes. I think James Cook soon after that. I don't know where that. Oh, God, that's another day. We'll do that
these
on Monday.
Do explorers not converse with each other?
No, they don't.
Did old mate not say, I've already named that place New Holland. How dare you?
And the Indigenous Australians are like, hang on a second.
We named it
60,000 years, you
muppet. Do you think James Cook's in the captain's quarters going, I better get on to Abel Tasman. What did you call this joint again? No.
Are you doing a key belt?
Captain James Cook on the keyboard.
Is that Morse code?
Anyway, yes, it's
so New Zealand, it's Dutch, it's and they Dutch. Kept it.
Dutch.
They sure did.
Are there many Dutch people still living in New Zealand? Like, is that a...
Very few.
Heritage thing?
They wear a lot of Von Dutch caps over there.
Yeah, have you noticed Dutch. All the All Blacks wear the clogs after the game?
Do they?
That was an amazing game. Let's hit the showers.
Marto and Margot, Triple M Breakfast.
Do you want to tell everyone what happened yesterday? Why didn't we have a meeting yesterday? You had to go and get your face fixed. I've never heard an excuse like that. Like, I work in a male.
Hang on. I went to my cosmetic esthetician.
She said she had to go to her cosmetic whatever, something or other. I said, what? She said, the bag's under my eyes.
I'm looking old and tired. Breakfast radio hasn't been kind to me. I've put on 20 kilos and I look about 10 years older.
Have you thought about, like, booking those things later, though?
Exactly.
Like, not straight up.
I was here till 10 o'clock.
Right.
Oh, it wasn't 10 o'clock.
My appointment was at 10:15 and I was late.
Okay.
Mm.
Yeah, I've never.
And Marto with the boat. This is all starting to add up.
I said I'm going to go and get filler and Botox. Leave me alone.
No, not that stuff. But I've just I've worked my whole life in male dominated industries. I've never heard anyone say, "Listen, let's hurry this up. I've got to get going.
I've got to get my face done.
I've got to get my face done." I've just. Has anyone, does that happen anywhere else? Like, how did you get away with that? Which I'm happy you did because the meeting.
We
there
got
was
out
no
of the meeting.
Meeting.
It was wonderful.
Exactly. There's bosses out there going, I've heard it all. Well, have you ever heard that one? Has any of your workers said, I really got to get my face done?
Well, sometimes I sit in that meeting, I'm like, God, how do I get out of this? What are they talking about now?
Okay.
I pretend to listen.
Best stroke worst excuse.
Yeah, mainly bosses would have heard them all.
I often use my kids because that's always a great one. I'm like, I've got to go and watch them do this. So they're like, sure, go be a mum. That's great. Jeff from Wishart, good morning.
A few years ago, I had one of my team members tell me on a Monday, this Friday, I've got to go in for a colonoscopy. And I was like, are you okay? Is everything all right? He said, yeah, it's just fine. Just, it happens every couple of years. Anyway, about 11 o'clock, I had one of my customers ring up and say, hey, I'm on the barge going over to Stratty and Jacko's here. And he's trying to avoid me. He's hiding in his car.
Oh,
is everything okay?
All right. How did you approach Jacko on the Monday?
First thing I said to him in the morning when he came in, I've gone, mate, did you go in for a tanning or something like that? I said, because you got a nice little glow going there. Oh, funny, my colonoscopy got changed.
Oh, how are those polyps?
What about you, Dave, from Newmarket? Was it you that gave the best worst excuse or a staff member?
One of my staff members only a few weeks ago rang me up, couldn't come in because their guinea pig died.
Guinea pig died.
Was it the Pope of guinea pigs? How long were they mourning for?
2 days.
2 days off for a guinea pig.
Yeah. Wow.
I ran talented. Over my own dog and didn't even take a day off.
Yeah, you need context to that, Margo. It's Triple M.
Marto and Margo. Triple M Breakfast.
Hey, listen, I was out hosing told everyone to put the fertiliser into their lawn early last
week.
2 weeks
ago,
it's looking deep green. Still watering it. And I was there yesterday and a girl walked past and she had this big placard, like... it had a stick in it, and I went, "Is that a real estate sign?"
Oh,
and I thought, "Why is she walking
selling in the street?"
No, she had, and hold on, I wrote it down. Value your children, then value their educators. And I went, what's going on with that woman? And then I remember there was the childcare workers were having their protest in the city. So is that what happens after? I've never done a protest, but do you take your placards home? And just
was she on her way to the protest,
no,
on her way home?
It was quarter past five in the arvo or so.
She'd
it was
had
on the
a big
home.
Day on the protest.
Protests are a daytime thing.
Yeah, of course. But if you're protesting for more money, you're not buying a new placard every protest.
Or is she taking it home to pull it out for the next protest?
If you're getting a new placard every protest, wouldn't the response from the employer just be, look, where are you affording all these placards? Clearly I'm paying you enough.
I'm paying you too much.
So you've got
timber's expensive at the moment.
Yeah, and core flutes, very expensive because it's global supply chain.
It works against you. You've got to recycle, otherwise it's working against you.
So I see her and I go, I wonder what that's all about.
The childcare protesting that they need better pay. Mm. And they do. They need better pay. When you have to wipe the pooey bum of another child and their snotty nose and put up with their whinging.
Other people's kids.
They deserve to be paid a lot of money.
Well, you've got
to
get COVID every 15 days too.
Oh, and hand, foot, and mouth and chicken pox and all of the things.
Monkey. Tomato flu.
Yeah. I'm supportive of that. 24-hour. Kath Tarr tried to tell me they're on about 24 an hour. That's not enough to look after other people's children.
No, my babysitter gets paid more than that for a couple of hours.
Well, but the
and
problem
they're asleep.
So I'm right. We're all right behind. That is so true. How do you pay kids? Anyway. They had their protest, so I found out. I'm watching the news.
Now, you like a clear, concise message when protesting. Did they have one?
No, they were very loose. They were just singing songs.
I reckon their Facebook statuses from 2013 were similar to mine. Vote one Clive Palmer.
Yeah, that's right. Why were they singing that song? Anyway, they were doing that song.
They're not going to take it. Dee Schneider would be proud, would he?
Take then, what, though? It's not clear, is it?
Not clear.
Where? Who's we? What do you
saying,
not want to take?
We, the childcare workers, are not going to be discriminated
but
against
anymore.
But
we've got to be clear. And then they started their chant. And you know, this is one of my biggest bugbear. If you're going to go to the problem of placards and protest and take the day off work to protest, make it clear.
Everybody say it loud.
It is not
clear. Make some noise.
What? Everybody
what?
Say it now. I don't know. Make some noise.
The drumming was too loud.
I know.
Can we try and have a listen?
Yeah. Everybody say it loud.
It is not clear.
Make some noise.
Right. Still
can't. Come on.
Because we're on your side, guys. We want to help you.
We don't know what you want. Tell
us. I'm bringing it up. That's why I'm bringing it up, because they didn't cut through at the protest. So I thought, they want more money, I think. But listen, childcare workers, if you're listening, pass the message on. Be like that mob down at Redland City Council. Remember when they were trying to get rid of the mayor? Does everyone know? This is clear. This is how you protest.
Karen must go.
So they've named the person. They've named what has to happen. She's got to go. And
when they want it.
And when.
Yeah, but that's a beautiful now in the middle.
Karen must go.
We want more pay.
Right. Now. There you go.
I want less kids pooing their pants if I'm a childcare worker.
I can't wait to see Marto out there leading the chant at the next childcare union rally.
Well, you tell what I want. Less changing of little kids' pants.
We want less poo. When do we want it? Now.
Triple M Breakfast with Marto and Margo.
Do you want to tell everyone what happened yesterday? Why didn't we have a meeting yesterday? You had to go and get your face fixed. I've never heard an excuse like that. Like, I work in a mail.
I work in a cosmetic esthetician.
She said she had to go to her cosmetic whatever, something or other. I said, what? She said, the bag's under my eyes.
I'm looking old and tired. Breakfast radio hasn't been kind to me. I've put on 20 kilos and I look about 10 years older.
Have you thought about, booking those things later, though?
Exactly.
Like, not straight up.
I was here till 10 o'clock.
Right.
Oh, it wasn't 10 o'clock.
My appointment was at 10:15 and I was late.
Okay.
I've never.
And Marto with the boat. This is all starting to add up.
I said, I've got to go and get filler and Botox, all right? Leave me alone.
No, not that stuff. But I've just, I've worked my whole life in male-dominated industries. I've never heard anyone say, listen, let's hurry this up. I've got to get going.
I've
got to get my face done. I've just, has anyone, does that happen anywhere else? How did you get away with that? Which I'm happy you did, because there was no meeting.
We got out of the meeting. It was wonderful.
Exactly. there's bosses out there going, oh, I've heard it all. Well, have you ever heard that one? Has any of your workers said, I really got to get my face done?
Well, sometimes I sit in that meeting, I'm like, oh, God, how do I get out of this? What are they talking about now?
Okay.
I pretend to listen.
Best stroke worst excuse.
Yeah, mainly bosses would have heard them all.
I often use my kids because that's always a great one. I'm like, oh, I've got to go and watch them do this. So they're like, oh, yeah, sure, go be a mum. That's great. Jeff from Wishart, good morning.
A few years ago, I had one of my team members tell me on a Monday, oh, this Friday, I've got to go in for a colonoscopy. And I was like, oh, are you okay? Is everything all right?
Bloody
he
hell.
Said, yeah, it's just fine. Just, you know, it happens every couple of years. Anyway, about 11 o'clock, I had one of my customers ring up and say, hey, I'm on the barge going over to Stratty and Jacko's here.
Oh.
And he's trying to avoid me. He's hiding in his car.
Oh,
is everything okay?
All right. How did you approach Jacko on the Monday?
First thing I said to him in the morning when he came in, I've gone, mate, did you go in for a tanning or something like that? I said, because you got a nice little glow down there. Oh, funny, you know, my colonoscopy got changed.
Oh, how are those polyps?
Yeah. What about you, Dave, from Newmarket? Was it you that gave the best worst excuse or a staff member?
One of my staff members only a few weeks ago rang me up, couldn't come in because their guinea pig died.
Guinea pig died.
Was it the Pope of guinea pigs? How long were they mourning for?
2 days.
2 days off for a guinea pig.
No.
Yeah.
Wow.
I ran
talented.
Over my own dog and didn't even take a day off.
Oh, yeah, you need context to that, Margo. It's Triple M. Marto and Margo on Triple
M Breakfast. Hey, listen, I was out hosing told everyone to put the fertiliser into their lawn early last week.
2 weeks ago,
it's looking deep green. Still watering it. And I was there yesterday and a girl walked past and she had this big placard, like it had a stick in it. And I went, is that a real estate sign?
Oh,
and I thought, why is she walking
selling
down there?
In the street?
No, she had, and hold on, I wrote it down, value your children. Then value their educators. And I went, what's going on with that woman? And then I remembered there was the childcare workers were having their protest in the city yesterday. Is that what happens after? I've never done a protest, but do you take your placards home and just.
Was she on her way to the protest,
no,
on her way home?
It was quarter past five in the Arvo or so. So
she'd
it was
had
on
a
the
big
way home.
Day on the protest.
If protests are a daytime thing.
Yeah, of course. But if you're protesting for more money, you're not buying a new placard every protest.
Or is she taking it home to pull it out for the next protest?
If you're getting a new placard every protest, wouldn't the response from the employer just be, look, where are you affording all these placards? Clearly, I'm paying you enough.
I'm paying you too much.
So you've got
Timber's
to recycle.
Expensive at the moment.
And core flutes, very expensive because it's global supply chain.
It works against you. You've got to recycle, otherwise it's working against you.
So I see her, I go, I wonder what that's all about.
The childcare protesting that they need better pay, and they do. They need better pay. When you have to wipe the pooey bum of another child and their snotty nose and put up with their whinging.
Other people's kids.
They deserve to be paid a lot of money.
Well, you've got to get COVID every 15 days too.
Hand, foot and mouth and chicken pox
and all
of the things. Monkey.
Tomato flu.
Yeah. I'm supportive of that. 24-hour. Cathar tried to tell me they're on about 24 an hour. That's not enough to look after other people's children.
No, my babysitter gets paid more than that for a couple of hours.
Well, but the problem is...
And they're
asleep. So I'm right. We're all right behind. That is so true. How do you pay kids? Anyway. They had their protest, so I found out. I'm watching the news.
Now, you like a clear, concise message when protesting. Did they have one?
No, they were very loose. They were just singing songs.
I reckon their Facebook statuses from 2013 were similar to mine. Vote one Clive Palmer.
Yeah, that's right. Why were they singing that song? Anyway, they were doing that song.
They're not going to take it. Dee Schneider would be proud, would he?
Take then, what, though? It's not clear, is it?
It's not clear.
We're, who's we?
We keep
what do you
saying,
not want to take?
We, the childcare workers, are not going to be discriminated
but
against.
But we've got to be clear. And then they started their chant. And you know, this is one of my biggest bugbear. If you're going to go to the problem of placards and protest and take the day off work to protest, make it clear.
Everybody say it loud.
It's not
getting right. Make some noise.
What? Everybody
what?
Say it now. I don't know. Make some
drumming
noise.
The drumming was too loud.
I know.
Can we try and have it listen?
Yeah. Everybody say it loud.
It's not getting
right. Make some noise.
Still
come on.
Because we're on your side, guys. We want to help.
Yeah,
we don't know what you want. Tell
I'm
us.
Bringing it up. That's why I'm bringing it up, because they didn't cut through at the protest. So I thought, they want more money, I think. But listen, childcare workers, if you're listening, pass the message on. Be like that mob down at Redland City Council. Remember when they were trying to get rid of the mayor? Does everyone know? This is clear. This is how you protest.
Karen must go.
So they've named the person. They've named what has to happen. She's got to go. And
when they want it.
And when.
Yeah, that's a beautiful now in the middle.
Karen must go.
Now.
We want more pay.
Now.
There you go.
Sorted. I want less kids pooing their pants if I'm a childcare worker.
I can't wait to see Marto out there leading the chant at the next childcare union rally.
Well, you tell what I want. Less changing of little kids' pants.
We want less poo. When do we want it?
Now.
Triple M Breakfast with Marto and Margo.
Hey, listen, as a commentator, always very important to do all your preparation, be sorted, know all the players. You've got to know the teams as well.
Like the name of the teams generally helps, Marto. You did commentary for a while. How important is it to know the name of the teams that are playing?
More so than the players?
Well, of course.
It's all pretty important.
If you don't know the name of the team. And now there's a Fox Sports commentator, Kelly Underwood. She's probably done a little bit of did more prep this weekend because last weekend found short. Essendon were playing GWS Giants. Now, the Giants have been around a while, though I know they're one of the newer teams, but probably 15 years now, the Giants.
A little bit less, 12. The Suns came in, then the Giants came in. Do you know what colour they are, Margo, the GWS Giants?
Israel Folau played for them.
Yeah, they're wearing the colour we're wearing now with our trademark funky shirts.
Orange team. Who plays for them? Anyone I know?
Toby Green.
Israel Folau went there for a couple of seasons.
Oh, did he?
And they didn't really drag. And I know a lot of, founded 2009. There we go. 13 years ago. Yeah, all right. You've got to actually say their name.
What has she done?
Oh, here you go.
Been 7 consecutive goals to the Orange team.
Oh! You hear her pause. She's like, oh.
Orange team.
Online, what of GW, the official GWS
site? What do they call
site?
Those blokes out there running around in orange?
The orange one.
Margo, you'll appreciate this. If you go to the GWS Giants Instagram right now, it says up there the official homepage of
Orange Team.
That's funny.
Maybe she should be doing State of Origin because then it's just Blues versus Maroons. She'd get it right.
Oh, there's the blue team.
Yeah, she'd do well. She'd do well commentating the Reds, wouldn't she?
Yes. Orange Team.
Go to the Orange.
There you go. Go to the Lions.
Get into it, Lions.
Hey, we need you on the phone up next. Triple M's This or That is back, and Marto and Margo will play on your behalf. Score is tight. Marto 12, Margo 11. She is coming back. Lang's Gourmet Gift Basket for the winner. 133353. Go the
Orange Team.
That's you today, Margo, in your trademark funky shirt.
The Orange Team.
You're the Orange Team.
Marto and Margo, Triple M Breakfast.
I'd just like to apologise for the embarrassing situation I found myself in yesterday where I had to call the service centre that services my car 4 times to the same guy.
Oh.
I feel bad for him. I don't even know his name to apologise to.
What happened? Did a light come up?
Well, a light came up. It's been coming up probably for about 2 weeks now and I've just kind of continued to ignore it, thinking, you know, they overwarn you, so I'll have plenty of time.
Okay.
It was that I needed to add oil when I fueled up next, and I fuel up every 4 or 5 days, and it's been a few fuel ups since I've put oil in. So I thought I should do this, and I mentioned it to my husband. He hadn't done it. We haven't had the time, or we haven't crossed paths. I've had my car.
Can I check something? Have you ever heard this story about oil and stuff, and the girl, the blonde that rings up? It's a blonde joke. Mm. Well, I don't know if it's a joke or a true one. And he says, what's the problem? And she goes in and she says, it says 710. If you turn oil upside down, she just kept on saying, no, 710 it's saying. He goes, no, there's no 710. This isn't what you've done, is it?
I don't know.
I'm not spoiling.
What's the end of the joke?
No.
Do you know oil upside down?
No, do you read oil and then you turn it upside down? She kept on going, it's my 710. I've got problems with me 710.
No. But you knew it was oil, Margaret.
No, I knew it was oil because it said you need to add 1 litre of oil next time you refuel.
Yeah, easy.
I was like, okay, right. I know how to do that, I guess. New car, I haven't had to do it in this before. Isn't that what they do in the service? Which they obviously didn't do last time it got serviced.
Okay.
So anyway, I rang him and he said, yeah, can you bring it in to one of the dealers? And I said, well, no, I can't because I'm at Mount Cotton and the closest one is McGregor and I'm not going all the way over there just for oil. So he said, well, you can just buy it from the servo and just put it in. So I was like, okay, great, no worries. Then I go, oh.
What?
What sort of oil do I buy?
There's about 30 different types.
I'm standing there at the Ampol down at Cornubia going, there's 100 different oils here.
50 W20, 70
W20. So I ring back, right? So I said, hey, it's me again. hey, do you know what type of oil I need? He says, well, you need a fully synthetic one, European. It's going to be 229.5.
I need some numbers, 50 mate.
50 W40. I'm like, WD-40. So here I am in my head.
No, not WD-40.
No, I know, but that's what I took out of the conversation. So I said, yep, great, no worries.
No.
So I'm standing there looking at it. I'm like, WD-40, where's that? And then I'm like, no, that's not what he said. That's what I thought when he said that because it reminded me of WD-40.
Did you ring him again?
So then there was 30W, there was 50W, there was 5W30. So I was like, I can't remember which one he said. I rang back and said, I'm so sorry. When you said whatever W, I just automatically thought of WD-40 and now I can't get that number out of my head. What was the actual? He said, no, 5W30. And I said, of course. There was no 5W.
I've just had a nightmare.
I've hung up.
You spraying WD-40 into your oil.
I said, yep, got it. No worries.
Did you ring him a fourth time?
There was no 5W30.
Yeah, so you'd ring him again.
But I found another number had the 229.5. And I said, I can't ring him back. It's 229.5. It says MB, which approved. So I'm assuming that that means Mercedes-Benz. So I've just assumed that that will work. So then I get out, I buy the oil. I'm like, my dad would be so embarrassed, but I've lifted up the bonnet and
your
I'm
dad's
like,
a tire king.
I'm like, where do I put the oil?
He's
so I've rung him back.
Oh, where do I put the oil? No.
I ring him back. I said,
is it FaceTime this time?
I pulled the dipstick out, but I don't feel like I'm supposed to put it down the dipstick hole.
You get a little funnel.
No.
People headbutting their steering wheels.
He said, don't do that.
Did he say what colour's your hair? And when you said bloody goes, look for 710 on a cat. Look for 710.
10.
Marto and Margot, Triple M Breakfast.
Remember yesterday we were talking to, and I can't even remember who it was, worked at the Ampol Refinery.
He rang in to play Last Person Standing on his way to work.
I said, that's interesting, and we asked him, do you get any perks? We thought maybe you'd get
free petrol.
Or a few cents off per litre. They'd have a Bowser on your way out each day just to fill her up. No perks.
Nice. Petrol gouging even for employees.
And then when I think we went to a song after that, you and I were talking about, you were saying you had a friend whose husband worked at the 4X Brewery.
He works for 4X. They get 3 cartons a month, I'm led to believe. And then he also has one of those taps, like a beer tap at his house.
Yeah.
And he gets the kegs.
Oh, he gets the keg as well.
At a discounted rate. Oh, not free, but
I love a perk.
Gets really, really well, the reason I first went back to work after I had a baby, I worked in, I really loved this one particular clothing store. I used to love to buy a lot of clothes.
Yeah.
And I said to the girl, do you guys get a good discount working here? She said, yeah, 40%. So I applied for a job and worked as a casual just so I could get
the clothes.
40% off the clothes.
That's magnificent.
It was an incredible work
There's
perk.
A few perks we get around here, like
we get tickets
occasionally.
I can't get tickets to Magic Round, can you?
There's not many around. But it made me think about, because I told you about my old man who worked for 36 years at the Golden Circle Cannery. They had a little factory outlet there. You know, any employees on their way out the door in the Arvo could go and front up with some money and grab some cans. They were normally just slightly dinged or the label had fallen off, whatever.
Corey's mum used to work at the Paul's factory. Same thing. Yeah.
Can we take some
anyone
calls?
Else? Yeah. Anyone else getting little workplace perks? Like just the little things, like stickers? I don't know. Brewers send in cans of beer.
You got some good meat the other day.
We had that smokehouse meat the other day.
Oh, yeah. Actually, we go all right around here.
Our listeners send us in rum and food.
Yeah. Kelly from Rochdale South, where do you work?
I work for Light and Easy.
Oh, okay. Do you get some free meals delivered, Kelly?
No, we don't get free meals. We do get discounted meals, but we get on-site medical, like doctors and physios, and we've got a gym, and we do family days where the company pays for 4 members of the family to go to a theme park each year.
Oh, my Jesus.
And heaps more.
Yeah, nice one.
Incredible. And like the physios, the doctors, the gym, all that's like at your, you can just use it at your disposal.
Yeah, it's at on-site, yeah.
Incredible.
Kelly, is that good for workplace morale?
I think so, definitely.
Yeah. When the days get a bit longer, you go, God, they're good to us.
Have you worked there long, Kelly?
Yeah, I have 8 years.
Yeah. You're not leaving, are you?
No.
Not with all those perks. That's great.
That's pretty good,
good
isn't
incentives.
Light and easy.
Well
light and easy.
Smart.
Is that the stuff they deliver to your door?
Door.
The diet.
Yeah, and they have like breakfast, lunch and dinner in little bags already done, bagged up, ready to go.
You ever used them?
I lost 4 kilos in 2 weeks on light and easy.
Oh, right.
Yeah. Should do that again.
Where do you work?
Currently I'm working at a containers for change site, but I used to be a butler in Europe for about 28 years.
A butler? What, in a big fancy rich mansion?
Many fancy rich mansions, yeah.
What were some?
Stevie Wonder, Elton John, King of Spain.
Oh, my gosh.
Hold it right there, Peter. Okay, let's go through
the King of Spain?
Yeah.
Is that King Gustav?
No, Carlos.
King Carlos.
Wrong king.
Yeah, the one that advocated for doing, okay. for doing nasty crap.
Wrong now, surely, as a butler, you're so deep into the operation. Was there perks?
Oh, yeah, I was just telling them, I used to work for Jacques Villeneuve, so I used to get for the Formula One for free.
He was a Formula One driver, yeah. Wow.
Yeah, I used to massage Danny because that was his fiancé at the time. That was a pretty good perk.
Massage his what?
Danny Minogue, that was his fiancé.
Oh my gosh. There's a perk.
What, like a back rub?
She's not very big. It wouldn't have taken long.
Well, you've got to take your time, don't you? Make sure you get everywhere.
Of course.
Thorough job, Peter. Thorough job. Wow, incredible.
Peter, we may ring you back on the day when we go, greatest career transitions I've ever seen. A butler to containers for change.